Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said air defenses shot down most of the Russian missiles fired at Ukraine Monday, and energy workers have already begun working on restoring power supplies. Russia carried out the latest in a wave of airstrikes on Ukraine Monday, destroying homes in the south and knocking out power in the north and killing at least two people. Ukrainian officials said Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian energy facilities in recent weeks as they've been forced to retreat on some battlefronts, causing major power outages as winter sets in Ukraine. The country had only just returned to scheduled power outages from Monday rather than the emergency blackouts it has suffered since widespread Russian strikes began November 23rd, the worst of the attacks on energy infrastructure that began actually in early October. Russia said the attacks are designed to degrade Ukraine's military. Ukraine says they're clearly aimed at civilians and thus constitute a war crime. Meanwhile, correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint program one of those missiles launched Monday missed Ukraine entirely.
As a result of this attack, also information that we get from the neighboring country, Moldova, one missile was found on the territory of Moldova, and it was found near the border with Ukraine. So for the moment, we don't have information about what exactly the missile it is. However, it is reported by Moldovan officials that it appeared there as a result of today's attacks.
The commander of Ukraine's ground forces said Monday Russia's recent mobilization has increased its military threat in Ukraine, with better trained soldiers now arriving in the front line. But General Alexander Sursky told national television in Ukraine Russia is now using a lot of old equipment because it had no other way of replenishing its supplies. This is VOA News. Voters in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia are heading to the polls once again Tuesday for a runoff election between Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger former football star Herschel Walker, who's backed by former President Donald Trump. Election officials have reported heavy turnout ahead of the runoff, which will determine whether Democrats can add to their razor-thin majority in the U.S. Senate. Campaigning Sunday, Warnock told his supporters they cannot afford to be complacent.
But we're not about to be lulled into sleep because the issues are too urgent, the stakes are too high, and the differences between me and Herschel Walker are way too wide for us to sleep through this election. I feel good, but we're going to press all the way to victory.
A Walker win would give national Republicans a boost, having seen their standing in the state of Georgia erode toward Democrats over the past few years. A Warnock victory would indicate Democrats are making inroads in places where they've had difficulties gaining traction in recent years. Oxford Dictionaries has named the phrase goblin mode as its word of the year. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
Oxford Dictionary says the phrase goblin mode has been selected by online voters as its word of the year. As for what it means, Oxford defines the term as, quote, a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. First seen on Twitter in 2009, goblin mode gained popularity in 2022 as people around the world emerge with confusion from pandemic lockdowns. I'm Shelley Adler.
The trial of 10 men accused of the 2016 suicide bombings at a Brussels airport and an underground metro station, the deadliest attack in peacetime on Belgium soil, concluded its first day Monday. The 10 defendants face charges including murder, attempted murder, and membership or participation in a terrorist group for attacks carried out during the morning rush hour at Belgium's main airport and on the central commuter line, March 22, 2016. In all, 32 people were killed. Around 900 people were hurt or suffered mental trauma. If convicted, some of the accused could face up to 30 years in prison. The trial was initially expected to start in October, but was pushed back to allow changes to the seating arrangements for the defendants. A report published Monday says Ethiopian guards and villagers massacred 83 Tigrayan prisoners at a camp in southern Ethiopia last November in what the report calls the deadliest killing of imprisoned soldiers since the Tigray War started more than 2 years ago. The Washington Post newspaper said the previously unreported killings occurred November 1st, 2021. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.
VOA 1.